弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
感谢神的恩典啊，在安息圣日，我们一起来这里啊，纪念安息，也来享受神所赐的福气。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that on His holy Sabbath day we're able to come here and enjoy His blessing。
愿天上真神照着他的应许啊，在这一天我们尊重安息日，能够将啊他所应许的福气啊赏赐给我们，让我们可以乘驾地的高处啊，用啊神的产业来养育我们。
May the true God in heaven give us His blessing according to His promise that we will ride on the high hills of earth and be able to enjoy the blessing promised on the Sabbath day.
当神把他的安息日赐给他的百姓的时候，特别的强调这是他的安息日。
When God gave His people the Sabbath day, He emphasized the fact that it is the Sabbath day.
那这个安息日就是随着玛拿一起赐给百姓的。
And the Sabbath day was given to His people along with manna.
所以当我们守安息日的时候，神必然同时间来照顾我们的生活。
And so when we observe the Sabbath day, at the same time, we believe in God's promise that He will take care of our daily life.
一方面，我们得向神来再次的印证，我们是属他的子民，他是我们的神。
And we also prove the fact that He is our God and we are His people.
今天早上小弟要用我们一起来向这个大君王歌颂赞崇拜做题目，跟大家来查考诗篇里面的信息。
This morning I would like to use the topic Come, let us sing and worship the great King as a message from the book of Psalm.
我们最近读经进度在读诗篇，从九十篇开始，要一直读到106篇这是诗篇里面的第四卷。
According to our daily Bible reading schedule, we are reading the fourth book in Psalms. It's from Psalms 90 to 106.
那我们现在这个礼拜的进度从92篇一直到98篇。
And this week our schedule is from Psalm 92 to Psalm 98.
那所以我们这个星期在读经的过程当中呢，如果我们从诗篇这样看来呢，你会一直看到在从93篇开始呢，一直在强调神作王。
And so if we have been following the schedule, we will notice that starting from Psalm 93 onwards, it talks about this message or emphasizes the message that God is king.
那所以那个从93篇到100篇呢，这是一组特殊的诗篇，这一组的诗篇重主题就是神统治，神作王。
And so from Psalm 93 to Psalm 100, these psalms are grouped together as a special book, and the central message within these psalms are the fact that God reigns and He is king.
那这个这位神啊，是创造天地的主，那他也是君王，那我们是他的子民是他草场上的羊。
And this Lord in heaven, this God, He is king and He is our Lord and we are the sheep of His pasture.
他是值得所有的受造物来跟他歌颂赞美的。
And He is worthy to be praised by all the creatures.
然后他也是将来要来审判这个世界的公正又公义的审判主。
And He is also the God that will come and judge the world in righteousness.
在这一组诗篇里面又预言了将来这个审判主要来到就是预言耶稣基督的救恩。
And in these psalms, we also see the prophecy that the judgment will come, or the judge will come, which prophesizes the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
那在要一起来歌颂这位大君王 的真神，这些子民要用一个圣洁的心谦卑的心来敬拜他。
And to worship this great king, his people need to worship him with holiness and humility.
那要将神所当得的颂赞归给他，把这个神的荣耀归给他。
And his people need to give the glory to God, the praises worthy to his name.
所以我们今天早上从诗篇九十三篇开始，我们来看这样一个信息，让我们可以邀请这位创造天地的真神来做我们生命的君王。
And so starting this morning, we will study from Psalm 93. Onwards to see and study the message and to welcome this God to be our King in our hearts.
首先，这个王是天地的主宰。
First of all, this King is the Creator of heaven and earth.
我们请看九十三篇第一节。
Let's read Psalm 93, verse 1.
神作王，他以威严为衣穿上；神以能力为衣，以能力束腰，世界就坚定，不得动摇。
Verse 1, the Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved.
第二节说，你的宝座从太初立定，你从亘古就有。
Verse 2 says, your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting.
这在说明我们这位神呢，他的能力无穷，他是其威严，是其荣耀的。
And so this explains that the God that we worship, he is sovereign and his power is boundless.
他是从亘古就有，也就是说他从永远到永远都自己存在，所以神是无生之始，无明之中，是一切的源头。
And God is from everlasting to everlasting. He has no beginning and he has no end.
他坐在天上，所以他天上有一个宝座。
And he sits in heaven. That's why his throne is on high.
从一开始就有。
And he is from the beginning.
表示说，他从一开始这个世界就是他创造，就是神是主宰，他是拥有者。
So it tells us that ever since the beginning of the world, God is there. He is the creator and the sovereign God.
那如果神一出声音这个。那个整个大地都要颤抖。
And if God speaks, then the whole earth will shake.
那神大有能力。
And God is very powerful.
我们跳过去看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
主啊，你的法度最的确，你的殿永称为圣，是合一的。
Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever.
这里在说这位天地的神呢，他现在。他把他的法度，就是他的命令给人，而且是确实坚定不会改变的。
And so this verse tells us that this God has given his testimonies or his laws to the people, and that they will not change.
所以他现在提到这位作王的真神呢，他把他的信息给他所爱的人。
And this also tells us that this God who is king, he has given his message to his people.
他说你的殿永称为圣，所以这位神是圣洁的神。
And this verse tells us that holiness adorns your house. So we also know that this God is holy.
这位神是充满天地万物的，但是他也可以住在人所造的这个地方，与人同居。
Even though this God fills the whole heaven and the earth, however, he is also able to dwell with men and in the house of men.
这个叫做神的圣殿。
And this is called the temple, the holy temple of God.
那这个神立名的居所是要圣洁的。
And a place where God put his name is to be holy.
他要强调神他的圣洁的特性。
And this highlights the characteristic of holiness of God.
这个王，他是这么样伟大，所以我们应该要一起来向他歌颂。
And because this king is so great, we ought to sing praises to his name.
我们看第九十五篇第一节。
Let's read Psalm 95, verse 1.
来呀，我们要向主歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
第二节，我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms.
第三节，因为神为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。
Verse 3, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods.
第四节，地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他。
Verse 4, in his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also.
第五节，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他所造成的。
Verse 5, the sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
这里，这个是诗篇九十五篇今天带进来的一个信息，就是我们要来向这位至伟大的神欢呼歌颂。
And so this message that is brought in by Psalm 95 tells us that we ought to sing and praise this awesome God.
然后这位神，他现在特别强调，他也是拯救我们的磐石。
And this God is also the rock of our salvation.
这位神不是远在天边，根本没有关系的。
And this God is not so far away from us that he has nothing to do with us.
这位神现在要进入我们当中，到我们这里来，来拯救我们，成为我们的依靠。
This God will come into our presence and to become our reliance, our salvation.
所以他说，是这个作诗的作这个诗人，他说邀请我们一起来向他感谢。
And so the psalmist invited all of us to come and give thanks and praises to God.
用诗歌来向他欢呼。
And to sing to the Lord.
他的原因就是因为这个神实在太伟大了。
And his reason is because this God is so great.
因为所有的这一切都是属神的了。
Because everything belongs to God.
那我们是他被他拯救的人了。
And we are the people saved by him.
所以现在向神唱歌，这个就表示说我们对神的那个感谢跟颂赞。
And so when we sing to the Lord, it expresses our praises and our thanksgiving to him.
那这个唱歌呢，我们在诗篇九十几篇呢，我们现在看九十六篇，他这里提到这个歌叫做新歌。
And so this action of singing to the Lord, if we turn to Psalm 96, it tells us that this psalm that we're singing is a new song.
九十六篇第一节。
Psalm 96, verse 1.
你们要向神唱新歌，全地都要向神歌唱。
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
第二节。
Verse 2.
要向神歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。
Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
第三节。
Verse 3.
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。
Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples.
第四节。
Verse 4.
因为神伟大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上。
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
我们从这一段看到，这个要向神唱歌，他说要唱新歌。
And so here we see that we need to sing to the Lord and we need to sing to him a new song.
这个新歌是因为被神拯救的人，一切都变成新的。
And this new song that we're singing is because we are saved by him and everything is new.
这个神创造的世界本来是极美好，是荣耀的。
And this world that God created was originally very beautiful and very glorious.
但是因为罪的缘故，这个世界就在这个恶者的这个控制底下。
But because sin entered into the world became under the control of the evil one.
包括人的心都变坏了。
And including the hearts of men, they have become corrupted.
所以人的心就变坚硬了，刚硬，就对神的这个创造，神的这个给的恩惠没有感受。
And that's how men's hearts have become very hard, and they do not feel anything regarding God's creation.
但是现在这位这么伟大的神，他来救了我们，把我们从这个罪恶、这个没有希望当中救出来。
But then this great God, he has come and saved us from this hopelessness.
那让我们成为属他的人。
And so that we have become a people belonging to him.
那被神拯救的人呢？他现在这一切都变成新的，这个世界，包括我们的心都变成新的了。
And so we, the people who are saved by God, everything has become new, including our hearts.
那这个被拯救的人，他一定要认识这位主是谁，他的名字一定要搞清楚。
And so the people that are saved by him must know who who this Lord is, and we must know His name.
所以第二节说要向神唱歌唱，然后称颂他的名。
And so verse 2 it tells us that we need to sing to the Lord and bless His name.
然后之后还要天天传扬他的救恩。
And we need to proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day.
也就是说，现在你看，我们来唱歌，我们来向人歌颂，这是一首新歌，因为我们有一个新的心，我们有一个。对神的创造一个新的感受，现在我们的赞美就跟以前不认识神的时候不一样。
And so when it tells us that we need to sing to the Lord a new song, the new song is because everything has become new, including our hearts and our feelings towards His grace and His creation.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，你看我们对很多事情的看法都跟我们以前在世界的时候不同了。
And that is why, after we have come to know the Lord, our perspectives of this world is different versus before when we came to know the Lord.
因为神所做的事情叫做奇事，就是这个叫做奇迹了，把一个人改变了。
And because what God has done is a very wondrous thing, it's a miracle that He has changed us.
在这一组诗篇里面，他一直在强调唱歌，唱新歌。
And so, in this group of psalms, it emphasizes the fact that we need to sing a new song.
看九十八篇第一节。
Let's read Psalm 98, verse 1.
你们要向神唱新歌，因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手和圣臂施行救恩。
Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained Him the victory.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神发明了他的救恩，在列邦人眼前显出公义。
The Lord has made known His salvation, His righteousness He has revealed in the sight of the nations.
第三节。
Verse 3.
纪念他向以色列家所发的慈爱，所凭的信实，地的事迹都看见我们神的救恩。
He has remembered His mercy and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
第四节。
Verse 4.
全地都要向神欢乐，要发起大声欢呼歌颂。
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises.
这第九十八篇在呼应第九十六篇，他在这里唱歌，唱新歌。
Psalm 98 corresponds to Psalm 96. It also mentions the fact that we need to sing a new song.
那他这里唱新歌，在九十八篇，他就强调神给我们的救恩了。
And in Psalm 98, this new psalm it emphasizes the fact that God has given us His salvation.
也就是说，神他用奇妙的作为来拯救人，从旧约时代拯救他的百姓离开这个埃及为奴之地。
And so God has saved His people ever since the Old Testament, the Israelites from Egypt, the land of slavery.
在新约时代，就是主耶稣，他用他的宝血来救我们离开这个罪的束缚。
And in the New Testament, God has saved us from sin with the blood of Jesus.
这个救恩是神奇妙的安排。
And this salvation is a very marvelous plan that God had.
这个救恩是从神来的，是由主耶稣基督亲自来完成的。
And this salvation came from God, and it was accomplished by the Lord Jesus.
要来显明神的公义，也来同时印证神是慈爱的神。
And this plan is to show the righteousness of God.
好，所以这个第三节他特别一强调说，我们要纪念神，其实上本身也是纪念他自己所说过的话，他所起的誓。
And so the psalm also tells us that we need to remember God's mercy as well as his covenant to His people.
神他应许要拯救，他就一定会实行。
When God promised that He would save, then He will surely fulfill His promise.
因为这位神是信实的神。
Because this God is faithful.
他说地的四极都要看见我们神的救恩。
And this verse tells us that all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
那这个，所以今天这个救恩就是我们每一个人在主里面，我们都感受到神的恩惠。
And so this salvation belongs to all of us who are in the Lord Jesus. We have felt God's grace.
我们现在看一节新节，看106篇第四节。
Let's read a verse, Psalm 106, verse 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第106篇第四节。
Psalm 106, verse 4.
他说主啊，你用恩惠待你的百姓，求你也用这恩惠纪念我，开你的救恩来眷顾我。
Verse 4, remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation.
这里你看这个诗篇的作者 在跟神说啊，神啊，你用恩惠待你的百姓，就是神是有恩典有怜悯的神啊。
The psalmist in the psalm tells us that, or he asks God to show the favor towards him that God has towards his people. It tells us that God is a merciful God.
他说，你以前有这么样奇妙的作为，现在求你也用这个恩惠来纪念我，开你的救恩来眷顾我。
And so it tells God that because God was so merciful and he had shown mercy towards his people, so the psalmist is asking God to show him the same mercy.
这个救恩就是神给的恩惠，其实这个我们每一天都要经历，都要在这个神的恩惠底下生活的。
Salvation is God's grace, and so every day we need to live under the grace of God.
这是为什么我们今天要向神歌颂。
And that is why we must sing praises to God today.
神已经用这些奇妙的作为把我们拯救出来。
Because God had already shown us His wonderful work of salvation.
那所以我们现在歌颂神的时候，我们要去宣扬他的名，歌颂他的名。
And so now, when we sing praises to God, we need to proclaim His name.
我们就从这一篇诗篇里面一直看到，在强调歌颂的时候，就是要去宣扬神的能力。神的他伟大的名，然后要去向众人宣告他这个救赎的恩典。
And so when we read the psalm, we see that we need to proclaim the name of the Lord and to talk about His salvation and His power.
然后让众人一起来向这位作王的真神来赞美。
And so that all the people will be able to give praises to this God who is king.
然后一起来敬拜他。
And that all people will come and worship him.
将他所应该得的荣耀归给他。
And so that the people will give the glory due to his name.
所以我们现在看96篇的第七节。
Let's read Psalm 96, verse 7.
民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给神，都归给神。
Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength.
第八节。
Verse 8.
要将主的名所当得荣耀归给他。
Give to the Lord the glory due his name.
拿供物来进入他的院宇。
Bring an offering and come into his courts.
第九节。
Verse 9.
当以圣洁的装饰敬拜神，全地都要在他面前颤抖。
O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth.
这里我们再进一步来想想，我们今天要赞美神啊，要歌颂神，唱新歌。
And so here let us think further. Today we are to sing this new song to God and we are to praise him.
我们今天到神的教会来。
And today we come into his church to worship him.
说我们不能够空手来见神。
And we cannot come before him empty-handed.
这里说要拿供物来进入神的院宇。
Here it tells us that we need to bring an offering and come into his courts.
那这个供物是什么？
What is the offering?
这供物不是要我们要带钱或者带什么礼物来给神。
And this offering does not refer to the money that we bring or some kind of other items that we bring before God.
这个供物就是我们嘴唇的祭，我们从心里面对神的赞美歌颂，从我们心所发出来的感谢的话语。
But this offering is the offering of our lips. It's our thanksgiving, coming from our hearts.
要来到神面前，真的从心里面来颂赞他的伟大跟他的救赎。
When we come before the presence of God, we need to truly praise Him and give Him thanks from the bottom of our hearts for His salvation.
我们看希伯来书第十三章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews 13.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
这里就一直在，就我们就看到这里，这个我们要送给神的这供物，就是我们嘴唇的祭。
So this verse shows us that the offering that we give God or the sacrifice that we give him is the praise, the fruit of our lips is thanksgiving.
靠着耶稣基督
And to rely on the Lord Jesus.
这是我们今天我们 这一群被救赎的属神的百姓、是承认主的名的人、所应当结出的果子。
The people saved by the Lord Jesus, this we are the people that ought to know his name.
所以现在我们要来向神歌颂。
And so now we are going to sing praises to his name.
这位神是我们的王。
And this God is our king.
他本来就应该得到这些赞美。
And he ought to receive all these praises.
这个王来救赎我们。
And this king had come to save us.
将我们从这个很可怜的状态里面救出来。
And he saved us from a very pitiful situation.
我们现在要把那所当得的荣耀归给他。
And so now we are to give the praises due to his name.
然后刚才九十六篇的第九节说，要用圣洁的装饰来敬拜神。
And also we read in Psalm 96 that we need to worship God in the beauty of holiness.
所以我们现在来到神面前，就是神所要求的，神这个圣洁的神，他要求的我们就是在我们的身心灵里面都能够成为圣洁。
And so when we come before God to worship Him, the requirement this holy God requires of us is that we also need to be holy, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
那这个所谓圣洁的装饰来敬拜神是什么意思
？And what does it mean to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness？
比如说今天是安息。所以其实从日落昨天的日落到今天的日落，这个叫做安息日。
For example, we are enjoying the Sabbath day starting at sundown yesterday until sundown today is the Sabbath day.
我们都知道安息日的时候，我们来聚教会敬拜神。
And we know that on the Sabbath day we come to church to worship God.
但是我们会来这里来歌颂神，来赞美神。
And we also come here to sing praises to His name.
但是当我们进来神的院宇，来将各供物献给他的时候，如果没有相对准备一个圣洁的心，有时候我们嘴巴这样唱，可是我们的心却不在那里。
So sometimes, even though we have coming to His courts to give Him praises, however, if our hearts are not holy, we may be doing this outwardly, but our hearts are not here.
安息日，圣经说要纪念，也要尊重。
The Bible tells us that we need to remember.And keep the Sabbath day.
那尊重神就是说这一天是属神的，所以我们要，这个既然是圣洁的神，那我们就要保持我们的身心圣洁。
And so, since this God is holy, we need to remember and keep His Sabbath day, and so we ought to be holy as well.
所以要来敬拜神，我们一定要先准备一个心。
And so, when we come to worship God, we need to prepare our hearts.
如果我们在要来聚会敬拜神 的之前，如果还是一直在这个思想这个世界上的事情，然后做世界上的这娱乐，人家突然之间要来到神的殿里面来说来颂赞神，基本上这个就不是带圣洁的装饰来敬拜他了。
And so if before we come to worship God on His Sabbath day, we are still right before we come, we are still very busy with the things in this world or the entertainment in this world, and then all of a sudden we come and worship God. Then that is not worshiping Him with the beauty of holiness.
所以这个圣洁的装饰就是我们会准备一个安静的心。
And so this beauty of holiness is this preparation of our hearts.
然后我们来到这里，就会感受到神的救赎，然后我们会用心的来称颂主耶稣的名，来向众人宣扬。
And so when we come here to worship Him, we will receive this blessing and His salvation, and we will proclaim this to the people.
所以我们来到教会的这个赞美，我们的歌声啊，就会很美，而且真的很用心，大声的歌颂 主耶稣基督的救赎。
And that's why when we come to worship God and to sing to Him, we will sing loudly with praises to His name.
那这个叫做我们来到这里每一次我们都是唱新歌来赞美神。
And that's what it means that we are singing this new song every time we come here. We're singing to Him.
在这个唱新歌，这个意思就是我们真的心啊，在神面前每一天都被圣灵更新。所以我们在神面前都把这个污秽的事情除去，那我们的心安静干净，然后赞美就被神悦纳。
And singing the new song also means that our hearts are renewed by the Holy Spirit every day, and that we're being washed away from our sins, and our songs are being accepted by God.
所以我们要一直要记住，我们是天上的国民，我们是暂时住在地上的。
And so we need to always remember the fact that we are the citizens of heaven and we are only living in this world temporarily.
天上的这些圣徒，四活二十四位长老，他们就是用新歌一直不断地在赞美耶稣基督了。
The saints in heaven, the 24 elders in heaven, they are continuously praising God with this new song.
我们看启示录第五章。
If we turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 5,
启示录第五章,
Revelation chapter 5,
第九节,
verse 9.
五章九节说，他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血，从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue, then people and nation.
第十节，又要叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Verse 10, Have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
这里看到这些天上的这些圣徒们，他们在赞美神，赞美耶稣基督，用新歌 在不断的颂赞。
And so these people in heaven, they are singing a new song to praise God, to praise Jesus.
其实在传扬，在歌颂主耶稣的救恩。
And they are singing and praising the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
被主救赎的人，这里第十节说要让他们成为国王。
Verse 10, those who are saved by God, it tells us that he is to make us kings and priests.
所以让我们成为国王，又成为祭司，跟神亲近的人。
And we are to become kings and priests who are close to God.
然后我们要跟这位神，这位王一起在地上执掌王权呢。
And we shall reign with God the King, on the earth.
那所以，其实我们今天在歌颂主，我们这位神是做王的同时，我们事实上跟他一起做王呢。
And so today, when we are singing and giving praises to this King who is our God, in fact, we are also becoming kings just like Him.
但是这个是他给我们的恩典，不是我们自己有。真的是王啊。
But this is a grace given by us. It's not that we are actually kings.
我们是这位王的民。
We are the people of this king.
我们现在看回来诗篇95篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 95.
我们要一起来屈身敬拜。
Psalm 95, it tells us that we need to all bow before him.
第95篇第六节。
Psalm 95, verse 6.
这是另外一个邀请，来啊，我们要来屈身敬拜。在造我们的主面前跪下。
This is another invitation that says, Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
他说，唯愿你们今天就听他的话。
Today, if you will hear his voice.
这里说我们要来向这位做王的这位真神来屈身敬拜，在他面前跪下 来表明我们的敬拜，用谦卑的这种姿态来敬拜他。
Here it tells us that today we are to come into the presence of God to worship Him, and we need to bow down before Him. It shows our humility before God.
因为他是我们的神。
Because He is our God.
那我们是他所下的民。
And we are the people of His pasture.
他说，就像这个草场的羊一样，他就是那个牧者。
And just like the sheep of His hand under His care, He is our shepherd.
所以他是一个牧者，他是一个，他会将这个羊带到这个青翠的草地上来养活他们。
And the shepherd of the sheep, he leads his sheep onto the green pasture to feed them and to take care of them.
他会保护他们啊，免除一切的灾害。
And he will protect them from all the afflictions.
所以现在要歌颂神之后，我们其实同时很重要，就是要来敬拜他，要来真的尊他为神。
And so at the same time, after, when we're singing praises to God, we need to worship Him together.
那要敬拜神就是要谦卑了，就是表示我们的谦卑。
And to worship God, it shows our humility.
那要敬拜的方法很重要的 一件、这里提到的要求就是要听他的话。
And to worship Him, here it mentions a very important element in worshiping God is to listen to His voice.
我们如果真的认他是我们的神，我们的王。
If we truly acknowledge that God is our King,
那他所讲的话，我们就会很慎重了。
Then we will pay special attention to the words that He speaks.
因为第93篇的第五节说：“神啊，你的法度最的确。”
Because Psalm 93 verse 5 it tells us that.God's testimonies are very sure.
就是说神的那个话语，他给我们命令，绝对是是对的，是不需要修改的，对每一个人都适用的。
It means that the laws and the words of God are truly applicable to everyone. It does not need to be edited or changed.
是值得我们来听他的啦。
And His words are truly worthy for us to listen to.
那听话的人就有福了。
And those who listen are blessed.
那这里95篇的第七节，就特别提到说，唯愿你们今天就听他的话。
And in Psalm 95 verse 7, it says, "Today, if you will hear His voice."
哦，因为这个听神的话很关键，是表明我们真实的敬拜。
And this shows this key point in worshiping God is to listen to God's word.
其实。神是王，他也是可以很严厉的啦。
In fact, since God is king, he can be very harsh if he wants.
因为从第97篇跟99篇，我们看到神哦，他在描述你这个神作王哦，都是你一看到就是烈火，哇，然后就是基路伯那个天使在旁边送赞，那种景象是很威严的。
In fact, if we read Psalm 97, Psalm 99, it talks about this God. He is the consuming fire and the cherubims that dwell between. The people tremble. It's a very majestic picture.
哦，所以那个神作王哦，今天如果我们真的了解，哇，我是他的民，那他讲的话当然会听，因为我们会觉得说。他就是我应该听从的对象，我们不会去挑战他的话语，说到底我要不要听，不会有这个疑问。
And so today, if we truly understand the fact that God is King and that we are His people, then we will naturally understand the fact that we need to listen to the words of God, and we will not have this attitude of challenging the words of God.
所以让我们来一起来敬拜神，就是一起来听神的话语。
And so when it says Come, let us worship and bow down. It means come, let us listen to the words of God.
第95篇的第八节开始呢，到第十节啊，就在说第十一节，就是在用过去以色列选民他们的例子来提出做警戒。
And so starting from Psalm 95 verse 8 onwards to verse 10, it also talks about the example of the history of the Israelites as our warning.
我们要记取前人的教训呢。
And we need to learn from the examples of warnings of the Israelites.
因为第八节说，你们不可以硬心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。
In verse 8, it tells us, "Do not harden your hearts, as in the days of rebellion.
因为在米利巴这个地方，在就是玛撒这个地方，就是争闹的意思，就是他们在那里试探神，他们不相信神的应许，在那里惹神发怒。
In another scripture, it says, "Do not harden your hearts as in Massa," and that is the place where there was contention, and they made God very angry.
在那个地方，因为他们没有水喝，就是跟神发怨言。
That was the place where the Israelites did not have any water to drink, and they complained to God.
那第九节，那时候你们的祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为。
Verse 9, when your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work.
他们试探神，就是说他们不相信神的话，对神的应许没有信心。
When they tried God, when they tested God, it means that they did not believe in the words of God, and they did not have faith in him.
就是他不听神的话，结果第十节就说，四十年之久，我怨烦那世代说，这是心里迷糊的百姓。
And because the people did not listen to the words of God, and so verse 10, for 40 years, God was grieved with that generation.
这是迷糊，心里迷糊的百姓，他们不晓得我的作为。
And God said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways.
这个所谓心里迷糊，就是他是走迷的，他心里面好像被什么东西蒙蔽，看不清楚什么才是真正应当要听从的。
To go astray in their hearts, it means that they are very confused and they do not know who they ought to listen to and which way they should go.
那这个心里的迷糊就让他们不会尊重神，也不会听神的话。
And because they're confused in their hearts, they will not respect God and they do not listen to him.
那这些迷糊的百姓最后他们虽然被神拯救，可是他们最后到不了神应许的这个迦南美地。
And so these people, these confused people, even though they were a people saved by God, but in the end they were not able to enter into the land of Canaan.
诗篇九十五篇在希伯来书里面特别被引用两次。
Psalm 95 was especially used by the author of Hebrews twice.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 3.
这里提出来这个。百姓硬心，心里迷糊，最后得不到真正的恩典。
Hebrews chapter 3, it talks about how the people of Israel, they were confused in their hearts, and so in the end, they were not able to receive this grace of God.
第七节
Chapter 3, verse 7.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬心，像在旷野里惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
Verse 7, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me, tried me.
我们就看到这个时候，那个他们硬着心哦，对第十节说，神也是一样，这里说我厌烦那世代人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
And so verse 10, it says, therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart and they have not known my ways.
就是不知道神的这个带领他们走旷野这段路过程，就是要训练他们真的对神产生信心了。
And the people did not realize that God had led them these 40 years in the wilderness to build up their faith in him.
要让他们真的能够成为听话的神属神的这个得祝福的百姓。
So that they will truly become a people that would listen to God and be blessed by him.
所以圣经里面提出来这样一个见解，就是当我们每一个人要来敬拜神的时候，我们都会警惕自己，我是否有真的用听话来敬拜他。
And so the Bible brings up this warning and this example so that we today, when we worship God, we will be very careful with our hearts, whether we are truly worshiping him.
有时候我们人会说，那神如果是全能的神，他为什么不要给我一个，让我一个很软的心，让我可以 很愿意敬畏敬拜他的心呢。
And sometimes we may say to ourselves, if God is truly an all-powerful God, then why doesn't He just give me a heart of obedience and a soft heart so that I will come and worship Him?
其实是的，神真的应许他的百姓，本来心里迷糊的，现在要心里不迷糊才对。
In fact, God actually did promise the people that they used to be a stubborn and hard-hearted people, but God will give them a softer heart.
我们来看以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 29.
这是神给我们的应许。
Isaiah 29, this is a promise that God gave us.
以赛亚书二十九章二十二节。
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 22.
所以救赎亚伯拉罕的主论雅各家如此说：雅各必不再羞愧。面容也不致变色，但他看见他的众子，就是我手的工作在他那里，他们必尊我的名为圣，必尊雅各的圣者为圣，必敬畏以色列的神，心中迷糊的必得明白，发怨言的必受训诲。
Verses 22-24. Therefore thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now grow pale, but when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will hallow my name and hallow the Holy One of Jacob, and fear the God of Israel. These also who yearn in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complain will learn doctrine.
你看到这里，这个就是当时候以赛亚先知他在预告将来神要给他的百姓灵性复兴的应许。
And so this passage is the prophecy spoken by Isaiah regarding God who will revive the spirituality of his people.
今天这个应许就要实现在我们的身上。
And today this promise is to be fulfilled among us.
所以今天你看，我们如果尊神是我们的君王。
And so today, if we truly respect God as our king,
我们就是神手上的工作。
And we are the work of his hands,
我们就会尊他的名为圣。
We will hallow his name,
我们会敬畏这样一个创造天地的真神。
And we will fear this God who made heaven and earth.
然后心中迷糊的会明白。
And we who are confused or erred in our spirit, we will come to understand.
我们本来可能对很多事情都发怨言不满意的，我们现在会得训诲，我们的心会改变。
And originally we may be the ones that complained, but now our hearts will be changed.
然后我们真的会用一个新的心来向神唱新歌，来歌颂他的救赎。
We will truly sing to God a new song with our new hearts.
那真的最后我们就是得到神恩典。然后我们就是真的进入神的国度里面那个得福的百姓。
And in the end, we will truly be the people that enter into the kingdom of God and be blessed.
因为过去显明他们的历史啊，已经验证惹神发怒的人最后是进不了神的安息的。
Because from the history of the chosen people of God, we have already seen that those who stir up the anger of God, they do not enter God's rest.
我们要赞美神啊，我们来敬拜神的人，最后我们都是希望能够进入永生，就是进入神的永远的安息。
And for the people that come before God's presence to worship Him and to sing to Him, in the end, we all want to enter into that rest, this eternal rest.
那我们得到神的这个安息，意思就是我们能够进入天国里面的。
And to receive this rest from God means that we want to go into heaven.
对救恩非常有把握的。
And we are very sure of our salvation.
所以在这个诗篇九十几篇这一段里面呢，我们看到了这样一个邀请，也是这样一个宣告。
And so from these psalms, we see that there is this invitation as well as this proclamation.
让我们用心来歌颂神。
That we need to sing praises to God with our hearts.
来感谢他的救赎。
And we need to give thanks to his salvation.
来传扬他的救恩。
And we need to proclaim his salvation.
一起来唱这一首救恩的新歌。
And we sing together this new song of salvation.
让我们真的能够用一个圣洁的装饰来敬拜这位独一的真神。
And so that we will truly worship God in the beauty of holiness.
那么一起来听他的话语。
And that we will all together listen to his voice.
一起进入他的家啊，来得 得到真正的祝福。
And that we all enter into his house, his courts, and his rest to receive blessing.
这一组诗的结论就是第100篇。
And so the conclusion of this group of psalms is in Psalm 100.
我们最后来读诗篇100篇。
Let's read Psalm 100.
普天下当向神欢呼。
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们当乐意侍奉神，当来向他歌唱。
Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你们当晓得神，主是神，我们是他造的，他是，我们也是属他的。
Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves.
我们是他的民啊，他是啊，我们也是他草场的羊。
We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
第四节
，verse four，
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name.
第五节，因为神本为善，他的慈爱永存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations.
愿我们都能够像这一首诗里面啊所呼吁的，一起进入他的院宇啊。来歌颂他啊，来感谢他。
May we all become what the psalm tells us that we all enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful to him.
我们今天早上就分享到这里。
And we end our sharing this morning.
我们来唱诗321首。
Sing a hymn 321.